Was a time, wasn't there? Some of us will remember this, when that song appeared every week. If you were a chunker, that was around all of the time. Right. Phone. Pages. Yeah. Dun, dun, dun. Right. Recently, I seem to have had an outbreak of turning out easy places, having completely forgotten to download sermons and notes. And this is just me filling in whilst I get into my drop, saved it earlier on. And it will come back. But whilst we're doing that, let me wonder if any of you, are any of you here watchers watch that? Maybe it's just us. So in the Edworthy household, we don't you. And for us, it never feels like it covers the news in parts of the country to Wickingham. But to be honest, look east if it comes at all south today. So we kind of tune our TV to getting looky there. Anyway, there was a story about a week ago of a 100-year-old who wanted to do something on her birthday to celebrate for charity. I think one of the charities was Air Ambulance. And so she parachute jump, you know, 102. I mean, you know, what could be stopping you, do you think? Jumped out of a plane. She did exactly what she set out to do, and she parachuted down to Earth. When the door opened on the plane, I thought, there is nothing more I can do or say, just jump. She had someone else with her, and yes, there was a parachute attached, otherwise she would not have made that comment. She went on to say, well, I suppose I jumped. I remember my legs going out, and it's kind of a blur. I shall arrive back on terra firma. She said, mission accomplished. And it's not the first time that she has taken up such a challenge. For her 100th birthday, on Silverstone in a Ferrari, reaching 130 miles per hour. And yes, she was the one driving. So her niece quipped afterwards, she's an inspiration. What is she going to do? Manette actually said this could be her last fundraising challenge. So I thought that was a lovely story. And it's a thing that says, it's not the years in your life that count, it's the life in your... I mean, interesting that in the Times newspaper yesterday, and other papers no doubt, saying that drugs like Ozempic, I think it is, the kind of weight loss drug, seem to have other thing your life. And there seems to be this thing, doesn't there? You know, almost at all costs, we should live a long life if there isn't much life in what we do with our days, our week, years. Paul was someone, I think, that put a lot of years, didn't he? We don't know how old he was when he died, but probably not that old, to be honest. And from breathing out, he became one of those that others would breathe out murderous threats against. And yes, he had this road to Damascus. And you know, in some ways, I would love to have had that kind of experience. You know, we do tend to think it would be easier to be a follower of Jesus if there was irrefutable evidence of the existence of God and of him. We might then ask, where is the role for faith in this? You know, faith is not the absence of works with doubt and chooses to believe God is there and chooses that adventure of faith. A lot of people, of course, not so much about acquiring stuff, but having experiences. Have you noticed? Perhaps some of you here, like Wendy and me, we got to the age where we never know what to buy people. Sister and brother-in-law, about 3 years ago, we decided we would no longer buy each other birthday presents because we couldn't think what to buy, and we'd just buy. Well, it was nice to have it, but, you know, we couldn't think of anything to buy, nor could they think of stuff to buy us. So let's just go out for a nice, going to do that. And that was perhaps a better thing to celebrate birthdays and to experience stuff for the sake of it. There was another newspaper this week, a woman who talked about this, saying, add life to your, not the life in your years that count. It's not the years in your life that count, it's the life in your days, life into our years. Paul, he went on, of course, to write many letters, didn't he? One of them is the first letter to the Corinthians. And in there, in chapter 1, and printed on your bookmarks there, in the Message paraphrase, Paul says, God shares with us the life of his Son and our Master Jesus. He will forget that. And I like that thought of however we have started, on thought of it being a spiritual adventure. There may be many physical adventures, people, and people do have adventures, but also because we are perhaps people who believe in faithful to Jesus, then I believe that we will have adventures. Going back to Paul's experience on the road to Damascus, I think what comes to my mind when I see that met more than 25 years ago, I suppose, I have probably spoken about him before, he called Nigel, and he had, what he would have described afterwards as a demand day, and it was probably 30 miles or so he had to drive to work, and he, after the event, described it to me, confronted by such a blinding light that I had to pull off the road and for the new. And he arrived at work, at least an hour. Good reason for this. And Nigel said to his boss, well, you're never going to believe this. And then told. And I'd met him once or twice before that, I think through his, which I was leading then down in Hastings. And but Nigel himself's quite an angry man, hair and ruddy complexion that went with it, you know, kind of looked angry when I met him. But and he had this encounter with Christ. Yes, he wasn't physically blinded, subsequently I had the privilege of baptizing him. But, and perhaps this is the reason more difficult to be a Christian having had that experience, I think of his wife. And this is one of the only time, I think, where I just thought, you know, we've got an opportunity here. And his wife and her mum, his mother-in-law, who was a Christian, but mum's husband, who wasn't a Christian, of course, runs Exploring the Christian Faith. And it probably was at the end of that, I think, that Nigel was baptized. Never going to be enough unless she had a Damascus Road experience, the same kind of drama that her husband had had. And had everyone. In fact, it's not like that with that many people. It's about faith. She just could not believe, even though her husband went on following Jesus with all of his heart, soul, and so it is difficult. How did Paul add life to his? I'm not sure whether he always chose the adventures that were added, but he sought to go where the Spirit took him, and sometimes said, yes, this is the place for you to go. I guess that his years probably shortened his life, but what a life. Life to our years. I reflect that becoming a Christian is a wonderful thing, but point we've arrived and we stop doing any more. We just believe we may be so kind of coming to church and worshiping, all of which are good, but we forget to know the Savior that we have come to know. That becoming a Christian is not the destination and wait for heaven. We forget, or perhaps no one's ever told us, to bring heaven to earth. And being a kind of monthly reflection, which some of you will have had today, is mine and Wendy's 10th, becoming minister of Wells Street United Church. But we are all called to be, and I reflect that being a minister of the gospel is not just about getting people into heaven. And if we think of it, if we turn it round, getting heaven into people here and now, that could be the way that we live our lives, the way that we practice as members of Wall Street United Church. Now, the question is how, isn't it? And there is time in the weeks to come. And so, something we'll be exploring in Sunday, a new teaching series looking through Exodus. And I'm very much used to Catholic Church Sundays, but I'm also glad to be getting back to the kind of services that we normally do. And as we journey through Exodus, week one, we'll be with Moses hearing. We'll be hearing about experiencing God's deliverance. Week three, which providentially co-entrusting God's provision. And there'll be manna from heaven and all that sort of stuff. Week four is about becoming God, building God's dwelling place. And week six, encountering God's presence. Help us to examine, to explore how we might be people, others into heaven, but getting heaven into people. So, and then we're going to sing one final song, and then we're done. Thank you for the story of Paul. Thank you for all that it teaches us. And we look back, Saul or Paul, as we come to know him. Maybe for a few of us here, we have had similar met with Jesus, met with you, Lord, irrefutably, in a way that we would not be a lot more gentle. It's been not quite like that. Of you is valid. And just because our experience may not, doesn't make it any less meaningful. Lord, help us to realize too that we sit back to rest on our laurels, but we are here to share the that we might have life and have it to the full. And that doesn't mean mating till eternity starts here and now with you, Lord Jesus. So help us share good news in our words, but also in our actions. We just enjoy sharing in this adventure of faith with you, Lord Jesus.